live and local with Monica J. 99.1 is FM Talk.
Yeah, I wish it was Sunday again. Definitely. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We are also the home of Talk Radio, FM Talk Radio in Smith Mason Valley now on 92.3 FM. So we're so glad to have you along for the ride. We are just spreading our little tentacles out there and trying to get all of Northern Nevada on board with just talking, getting your thoughts out there, getting your concerns out there, and being open about it. It doesn't mean it's going to ruin anybody's career. It doesn't mean that, well, hell, I don't know what it means right now. I'm so disappointed over the weekend, and I've been reading everybody's emails on Facebook from pro to negative to, what'd you expect? What I'm referring to, which some people have already guessed it, is Amadei. 884-9910. Whatever you want to say, whatever you're thinking right now. Because I'm on the fence and I don't know what to think. So I want you to go to our poll question today. Okay. And of course, send me your emails if you have longer thoughts than what we can get out on the air. MONICA at 991fmtalk.com. I don't want conspiracy theories. I would really like to talk with some people who know Congressman Amadei. I know him, but I don't know him. I know him as a politician. I know him as a kind person. But I don't know him personally. Sure, I get a hug if I want one, but I don't know what's in the head. So it came out that's not the question that I asked originally. Jerry. All right. Well, the poll question is, Representative Mark Amadei was the first Republican in the House to support an impeachment inquiry. Okay, not impeachment, an impeachment inquiry of President Trump. And then Jerry changed my question to, will you vote for Amadei next election, yes or hell no? I think that's kind of bias. Jerry, thank you very much. That's not what I was looking for. I was looking for, do you support this move? Now, he's put out press release after press release after press release after this interview came to light, and somebody, well, just like Adam Schiff did, put his words into their thoughts. I know that Mark Amadei would never support impeachment. He knows that that would be the end of it. My concern is just the inquiry. Now, he says he's all about oversight, and this is what, you know, this is, and getting to the bottom of this, getting to the bottom of the facts. Well, here's the bottom of one of the facts. You have a rule set in place in the government that says, basically, you know, we want whistleblowers, but it has to be a first-hand account. Adam Schiff receives a whistleblower complaint that is secondhand hearsay way back in the beginning of August. But there's this pesky little rule that says a complaint has to be firsthand. Now, all of a sudden, that has changed. And it can be secondhand. It can be hearsay. So now we're going to bring this complaint forward. My problem with what Congressman Amade did was it gives them legitimacy. That's not oversight. That's telling them that they can just keep pulling this crap and going after this president with whatever they can come up with. What does it matter what that hearsay is? Because we have a transcript of the call. My problem with Amade's call to do this, and he can say he would never in any way, in any shape, in any form support impeachment of this president. But he's continuing the farce and saying that it's okay for the Democrats to continue this. Rather than actually doing the jobs that they were sent there to do, they are trying in every way, shape, or form to turn public opinion, to turn just even the simplest voter, even if they can just pick off one or two at a time, against a president that has done nothing but try to drain a swamp, weed out corruption of a government that has taken over decades upon decades upon decades ago. Do you guys remember Donahue? I remember as a kid watching Trump on Donahue and laying out problems and solutions for America. You can go see the interviews on YouTube. He was smart enough to know way back then how corrupt our government was and what it was becoming. And when you just add fuel to the fire, add your name, that concerns me. Yes, Amade was the chairman of the Elect Trump campaign in Nevada. But he also supported Jeb Bush before that, one of the dynasty leaders. His two classmates and friends, both hardcore rhinos. And I'm talking about Sandoval and Heller. So like I said, I don't know what's in Mark's heart. But I know that with this interview that he did, and you can do as many interviews as you want, it's not how an interview twisted your words or what they left out of stories, like, I would never vote to impeach Trump. That's not what concerns me. What concerns me is that you agreed to the investigation at all. That you agreed that that oversight, the look of it, was more important. Mark, you did not do yourself any favors. Just makes me wonder. 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. You can answer today's poll question. I'm not happy with the way it was changed, but you can answer it if you want. 991fmtalk.com. I don't think that's going to go anywhere because people saw what happened when we didn't support Heller. Well, I'm not going to say we because I did. I was furious at him, especially with the Planned Parenthood thing, but I still voted for him because I knew that with Jackie Rosen in there, it was going to be worse. And that maybe we could hammer on Heller once he was elected or reelected. But we don't get that opportunity now because not enough people supported him. People are getting tired of throwing their support and their votes behind people that say they're going to do one thing, but sometimes their actions just don't follow through. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. What are you thinking about this issue? You've had a long, nice long weekend to go back and forth with people's opinions. I'm going to bring some of those up from Facebook coming up here on KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Yeah, woohoo, yee-hoo. I don't want this to get confusing. It's the Monica Jay Show. Nothing confusing about that. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we are talking local politicians today at 991 FM Talk, KKFT, and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I do not want to misconstrue this for people. Because you have to read everything and read between the lines. I'm Okay. Amadei is right. He did not call for impeachment. He is not jumping on the impeachment bandwagon. What he did was say that it's okay for the investigation to go forward because he believes in oversight. Whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent, do you believe in oversight? Okay, Amadei has been a congressman for a long time. A long time. Where were the cries of investigation and oversight into Obama, into Clinton, into Biden? Right now, the House is trying to impeach or make a president look bad who they say did, with no proof, what a sitting vice president did with proof. Yet it doesn't matter what that sitting vice president did. Some people believe that this is a way for the Democrats to actually get rid of Joe Biden, because they thought they had a good thing invested in him. And as he progresses, well, he progresses. Progresses in the gaffes. Progresses in the can't remember anything. If you are a Democrat, you should be hoping that Biden has a good retirement and is just enjoying his life. But I have the feeling that Mrs. Biden is kind of pushing this. You could be president, Joe. You could be president. I mean, when you tell people that, you know, just suck it up and vote for him anyway, even though other people might have better policies or better ideas, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it does. This country is supposed to be about ideas that protect all of us. I would hide if I were standing next to Nancy Pelosi and she starts going on about how Trump is destroying our Constitution and violating it at every turn. Because I swear there's a lightning bolt coming from somewhere. And it's going to be aimed right at her for saying stuff like that. Because there ain't nobody going against the Constitution except for the Democrats. We have to change this. It takes a lot to turn this big ship around. And it does have to be turned around. Not just a little, a complete 180. The corruption of the Obama administration, talk about rewriting history. I mean, they flat out say there were no scandals during the Obama administration. Excuse me? No scandals during the Obama administration. Benghazi. Bill sitting on a tarmac with the then AG. Clinton's email, the other Clinton's emails, the Clinton Foundation, your daughters. Just amazing. Thanks a lot, Amadei. That's all I have to say. You pulled a Heller. KKFT 884-9910. What are your thoughts on this subject? We are the home of Fox News, so let's get our break going with a quick update on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I'm not even going to direct you until to our webpage to answer the poll question until my boss changes it, because I hate it when I ask somebody to put something there and they change my words. Kind of like what Amadei's feeling right now. Inquiry is not impeachment. Get that through your heads. Amadei did not call for impeachment. But I have a problem with even the inquiry of it. I have issues with that. When there are so many other things that we should be working on, this is distracting us. And how do you tell if a rhino is being exposed or if it's a takedown of someone who can easily win re-election that the Democrats try to smear, look bad? Because when something happens, people start talking. Now, if you go on to my site at Monica J, Monica J Productions actually is where I have it posted, and read the article. But what's more interesting are the comments. But before we get to written comments, let's go to live comments at 884-9910 and check in with Darlene this morning. Hi, Darlene. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, hi, Monica. You know, when I heard what was going on this morning, I had to call Amadei. And anyway, they gave me a www.amadeihouse.gov, and then to check on the news release. And I did that. And am I missing something? What has he done so bad? I just kind of got onto your radio station, and then I went in and clicked on this and read it, and it seems like he supported the president, and I don't know. What am I missing here?
Darlene, I am upset about it because he was okay with the inquiry.
Mm-hmm.
I know he has nothing to do with impeaching the president.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, he's been very supportive, unlike the way that Heller was in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give Democrats just that little bit of fuel, you know, he talks about being very much for oversight, that it doesn't matter if you're a Republican, Democrat, oversight is tops to him. And if there's something there, he wants it looked at, and so he supports the inquiry. And I get that. I understand that. But if I were in his position, I wouldn't even support the inquiry.
Because
it is, yeah, and that's what I have the hard time with. And so
about all of this. I'm so very upset about it because it seems like the Democratic Party, they are just doing whatever they darn please. No one ever has to be accountable for all their different things that they do, the Bidens, the Clintons. It just goes on forever. And I'm so I told him I was very sorry if he would join in with them because did he want to follow the Dean Heller's steps, you know. And I'm really disappointed that he would even be involved in it because, doggone it, our president needs some support, and it needs support from the Republicans and from the Republican Party. And I'm so upset lately, I will not send the Republican Party one dime. I will send it directly to our president of the United States because I trust him more. That's just unbelievable.
Darlene, you just said everything that I am thinking all in one sentence.
Well, good.
That's it.
I feel it, too. I feel like a true American. Our whole country's being destroyed by this Democratic Party. It's just, how could anybody in their right mind be a Democrat? I just do not understand it.
I have no clue. Darlene, thank you so much for the call and expressing your concerns. And that is exactly where I'm at. You know,
well,
how
you too,
could you
Monica.
Even... Thank you, Darlene.
Okay.
How can you even... Bye, darling. How can you even in the slightest form just even support the inquiry?
Absolutely.
That should never have been, and that should have never have been put out there. 884-9910, if you would like to get your opinion on the air and, you know, for or against. I'm looking at that. Noel says he better start backpedaling because he isn't getting my vote. I think Mr. Amade may have just, well, defecated in his own nest. This needs to be fact-checked from Dan. We don't eat our own with a minimal amount of info or one Facebook post. Let's see, Joe McDonald, he put out a statement. In no way, shape, or form did he indicate support for impeachment. He didn't. He didn't, Joe. But what he expressed support was for inquiry. There should not even be an inquiry into it. Kelly says, I've also seen it posted that it isn't true that he supports this impeachment process, and it is a smear job on him. It's hard to believe anything you read online anymore. That is true, Kelly. But there are people who actually know him. I'm not going to give any names, but I know some very reputable politicians from here, from our state, who even led our state, that will say things to your face, and then as soon as they are behind closed doors, they say something different. They make fun of voters. They're completely different people. And that is reprehensible. Now, I'm not saying that Mark is like that. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Gino this morning. Hi, Gino. What's your opinion?
How are you? This whole thing, I think, is sad. If anybody hasn't paid attention the last 2 years, the Democrats have chased everything in the wind that is fake and phony to try to stir up. They're throwing stuff against to see what sticks. And now they think they have this. You did see, I hope, the article, I saw it in the Federalist, that in August they changed the rules regarding you did not have to be a direct witness or overhear something to be a whistleblower. The deep state changed that. The intelligence community did. And here's the thing that I'm looking at.
Yeah, I started the show with that because Schiff had this whistleblower complaint back in August, but they had to wait for the rule to be changed.
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. I was working. I didn't catch that.
Oh, that's okay, Gino.
The thing that's got me is to me, what looks like happening is the deep state, they see the writing on the wall. They know the guy's going to be reelected. So they've got to do something. So they change this law behind the scenes. And then now look what happens. The deep state is afraid. You got Warren leading in the polls now. She's anti-corporate. And they're the people who line the deep state's pockets and all these Democrat power hungers things. They throw money at them. And so the deep state's doing everything. And then guess who shows up this week? Why, Hillary. She's going to be on every channel this week because their hope is that people will say, well, she's the one that we can count on. Even though she lost, and we know it was the Russians, they're going to keep going on to this. It is ridiculous because they know she will line their pockets. And mostly I think it's the people, the Clintons, who've had power forever. They are losing their grip. And so this is the people who have their cadre have been trying to get back in power. I don't know. The Democratic Party probably can't win the national election going to the left with Bernie and Warren and everybody. Biden's done. He's toast. So who do they got?
Yeah.
They can't do Kamala. They got to bring Hillary back. And it's just the most grievous thing because I can't stand to see her on the stage again. It's just for 30 years we've looked at her telling us that we're wrong about everything, and the deep state will not let Trump continue. I'm just really kind of worried about everything.
Gino, I don't know why, but I had this flash because she was working with Warren. Warren was working for her, you know, with her when she was running. If Warren actually gets and keeps fighting and gets the nomination, would you be surprised if Hillary actually ran with her as her vice president?
If Warren has not paid attention for the next 30 years, she better make sure her life insurance is paid up because that woman will be dead before Inauguration Day.
Thank you, Gino. I appreciate that.
Say, but that's what happens to people who know the Clintons, right? Come on.
Exactly. That's one of the reasons I wouldn't even, you know, get near that woman. Or anybody in her family, because all of a sudden you're going to disappear. So, Gino, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Sean in Minden. Hi, Sean. What's your thoughts?
Good morning. How you doing, Monica?
I'm frustrated. I'm just venting.
I'll tell you what. Let's relax, and I'm going to help you out here. Let's look at this a different way. Some of you all might recall that after this all got started with Speaker Pelosi declaring they were going forward with impeachment, Brad Parscale, President Trump's campaign manager, declared that within 24 hours, $5 million was raised for the campaign from every state, and all of it was small donors. This is just, whether it's on purpose or on accident, this is just Congressman Amadei putting President Trump's very effective laser pointer to work and leading the press exactly where he wants them to go. And if you're familiar with Sun Tzu's Art of War, think about this quote for a second. Appear weak when you are strong and strong when you are weak. The congressman is actually helping the situation. All the people calling in, oh, I'm not going to vote for him. I'm so upset. I'm a little upset. The communication could have been clearer. It's not up to his usual standards. I totally get that argument. I know Mark, not remotely. I've talked to him in person a few times. I think he's a good guy with his heart in the right place. This wasn't messaged properly. I'll give you that one. But I think the net effect is incredible. Never has our congressman in Northern Nevada gotten linked from the front page of the Drudge Report, been in the New York Times, and been featured all over the internet as the first Republican congressman to support impeachment, which we know is an absolute twisting of what he said. But look at
inquiry is not impeachment.
We are distracting the Democrats from their work, and that's excellent. Congressman Amadei's vote matters not. The Constitution's very clear. The House offers articles of impeachment. It's a simple majority. Whether he voted yay or nay or was on vacation on that topic does not matter. So it's up to us out here in the wilderness now that support our president, Trump, and what he's done to make America great again, is to what do we do with what the congressman has said? We can harass him, threaten to not vote for him, and all these other things that I think are distracting from the bigger message. Somebody in the National Democrat establishment, for some bizarre reason, thinks that Congressman Amidei is a vulnerable target. I know I responded to a letter to the editor in thisisreno.com where this lunatic lefty teacher was just taking him apart with hatred and profanity. And do we feed into
this? That's what the left does.
Exactly. Do we feed into this, or do we say, hey, look, I'll tell you, and I wrote in my article, I don't agree with every single thing the congressman has done, but I do agree with most of what he's done. And I'll tell you what, I love him, and I wrap him in the head with the few little things that I don't agree with him about, and I talk to him, and I talk to him, and I get frustrated, and I take a nap, and I go back, and I talk to him again. And guess what? He's starting to listen. I'm going to reserve the specific topic that I talk to him about, because that's between he and I. But I'm confident that we can't quit out here in the sagebrush. We have to keep fighting, and we're either going to attack and hurt our congressmen and embolden the Democrats, or we're going to try to step back and understand the bigger picture. Whether this was a flub up on his part or not, or whether it was brilliant communication strategy, we don't know. But where we are is what he's given us, and what we do with it is the question we have to ask ourselves, Monica.
Sean, that is perfect. Thank you so much for the call. We're going to be back right after this with more of your comments and see where this goes to make sure that Mark Amidei is reelected next year. KKFT, it's 99.1 FM Talk.
You need to speak more and louder and get just as aggressive about it as you can. We need it.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk 99.1.
Boy, living on a prayer, ain't that the truth? KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. It's up in the air. Are you weeding out a rhino that we're so tired of? Or are the Democrats trying to twist things in an already heated environment to maybe try to win CD2? CD. That takes on a whole new meaning here. Mark Amidei. I've voted for him in every single election, and I will vote for him again. But I do have my concerns that he does not go the way of Sandoval and Heller. I know Mark gets tired. Hell, I want him running against Jackie Rosen in how many more years are we stuck with her now? Four? But we have to make sure that the truth is out there. That's what it's all about. Making sure that our president gets reelected, making sure that strong Republicans, conservative Republicans, get elected and reelected. Going to Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Hi, Monica. I don't know all the details either, but he didn't do the conservative movement any favors by his disclosure that he would support an impeachment inquiry. Thank you, Brian, for using that word. The media will twist his actions and words and use whatever he says against the president now that he has opened the door. Hopefully, we will have a strong Republican challenger in the coming election that will bring this and any other issues he has up to the front and expose him and make him honestly justify his decisions. If we don't buy it, he will be gone, and hopefully we can get someone in that position that will stand up to the progressive movement. Thanks, Brian. So Vance says, I get the feeling that Donald personally sets himself up as bait in the anti-Trump traps to show us who the swamp creatures are on both sides. How many times have the anti-Trumpers walked in to their own traps? Interesting. Interesting. What are your thoughts? We'll be back with more and the homeless issue coming up on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, also being heard in Yerington and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM. It's the Monica Jay Show, your show. It's what you want to talk about and what we do about Northern Nevada.